Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Saturday AM Live. Today's topic is the Kinko Touch, and I think this is the third time, maybe it's only the second, that we have opened up the lines to talk about what I like to call touch testimony. I don't want to say that everything is rising and falling on this one product. However, this device, the Kinko Touch, and it's right there on the website, whether you're a customer or a consultant, it comes up and you just click there. It takes you right to the shopping cart. There's a short 2-minute video in the details section. And, well, all that's good. The real experience, the real opportunity with this one product is when we get it, and then we take it a step further, not only using it ourselves, but we share it with other people. And over the last few weeks, a lot of it is hinging on one of our newer consultants who actually was introduced to Nikan about 22 years ago, is the way he tells his story, as he shared it last night in an in-home that we did. And this thing is changing the way we do business. For us, it's changing the way we share Nikan with other people. I know it has greatly, greatly increased my expectation and my believability, expectation, I guess is it, but my level of confidence, that's the other one I was thinking about, level of confidence in what these products can do when you take something and with what Nikan has given us over the last, 40 plus years, taking static magnetic negative ions and far infrared waves and taking them from the static realm and making them active in an electronical device that literally throws all three of those core technologies that God put out in the earth and throws it out there into a sphere. It's not just in the direction of where you're pointing it at, but everything in the area. And we've seen countless examples of that over and over and over and over again in the last couple months since we've had it. Resume shipping. They got all the manufacturing defects worked out at the beginning of the year, so we're going on 6 weeks now solid of you order it, and 3 to 7 days, depending on where you're at in North America, you have it. And I'll share a little tidbit here in a bit of how we've expedited that to get these units into people's hands faster, and it's really, really exciting hearing some of the results. So let me just first start, and again, I am going to open up the line here in a bit, so if you just joined us, please don't be shy. All you need to do is hit *6 on your line, but wait until I cue you up, because I want to share a couple stories real quick of what's really caused me or changed my believability or raised it back up to the level that it once was. And if you're like me, you know, maybe over the years you don't talk about Nikan as much or whatever the case may be. But this product, this thing delivers just as profound as being on a sleep system for 6 to 8 hours or wearing a pair of the M-strides or the M-steps. Those are, again, passive, where this is active. I mean, you can literally feel it going into the body. And then after you run a 10-minute session or cycle and you let it thump, thump, thump do its thing, you can feel it. And the residual, that's the really cool part. It seems to last for days and weeks for one treatment. I know that for myself. That's been my experience. But let me share it with some of you. Last Saturday, we were up in Tacoma at an event that Dennis and Ruth Williams hosted as part of the relaunch tour here in North America. And there were several experiences with it. But my favorite that I've shared more times this week and gotten more eyebrows raised because of the magnitude of how quickly this thing can work. And I know that my good friend up in New England, Winona Blake, is the one that caused me to realize that it definitely can help in these areas. And I want to caution everybody to really remember that we don't make any medical claims with Nikan. We're not doctors. Some of us are. Some of us are nurses or retired nurses or part of the medical field. But even that may be the case, we cannot make any medical claims with Niken products and or the results thereof. Any experience that anybody has with the Kinko Touch or with anything, even the nutritionals, that's just merely their experience. That's your experience. That's my experience. Although we're batting about 100% of the time, you use something that's organic in nature, that is replicating the Earth's technologies, you will get results, and you're changing the environment of the body, and the body will respond favorably. So, that being said, last Saturday we're up in Tacoma, and a good friend of ours, our friends, Jackie and Dennis Ferris, hadn't seen them in months, and I was surprised to see them at the event. And when I said hello, right before we were getting started the meeting, Jackie said, "Vance, my voice is pretty much gone. I got this weird, I don't know if it's laryngitis or what." And I went, "Okay, stop talking, Jackie. You're making me hurt just listening to you." Well, a couple hours later, we had talked about the Touch. We'd shared different stories, and, you know, it's a new product. They hadn't seen it before. Jackie came over to me right before the lunch break, and she said, "Vance, can I use yours? I see you've got an extra one than what's up front on the product display, so can I use yours?" I said, "Sure, Jackie, go ahead." And then she pipes in and says, "But I'll wait till the lunch break because I don't want it. I heard it makes noise, and I don't want to interrupt or be an irritant to anybody." I said, "Jackie, nobody here is going to mind one bit you using the Touch on your throat or, you know, wherever you're going to use it, there on your neck." And so I flipped it on, I handed her, she goes and sits down. Well, sure enough, 10 minutes later, she gets up, comes back across the room, hands it back to me and says, "Vance, I think it worked." Just like that. I looked right at her and I asked, "You think?" And I looked over at her husband, Dennis, and he's looking at me with eyebrows raised because she had already whispered to him in an almost 100% restored normal voice. And he looked at me and mouthed the words, "We're going to have to buy one of those things." And I thought, holy smokes, 10 minutes. And her voice came back. Now, I won't say it was at 100%, but at least 70 to 80% better. Just in the decibel level, going from the scratchy, whispering, you know, aggravated throat to almost back to normal in 10 minutes. In 10 minutes' time. The other experience that we've had, and I've seen it several times in the last 7 days, and it takes activity on our part to do it. I asked Whitney, formerly Whitney Williams, Dennis and Ruth Williams' daughter, who has, can't remember how old her daughter is, but I'd seen this done a few weeks ago in Salt Lake. Brody Craney was a master, and still is a master, at demonstrating some of these products, and he used the Mag Duo. And I thought, well, why can't we use the Touch? Then I don't have to have somebody spinning it, or I don't have to spin it over their shoulders. And this is the demonstration, and if you've never seen it done or if you've never done it yourself, it's really, really simple. We can explain it over, you know, just audio-wise, and I think you get it. Have a person standing right in front of you and have them put their arms straight out to the side. And without turning their palms or, you know, turning their hands any certain way, grab their wrists with both of your hands while you stand behind them and gently apply pressure and pull them back and ask them to tell you when they can't go any further. Anybody with any shoulder injury or shoulder discomfort or stress or tension, which is pretty much everybody, we carry a lot of that in our shoulders, especially young moms. Because they're carrying their kids, they're carrying their purse, they're carrying their groceries, they're carrying way too much stuff, and it throws us off. So all that tension seems to go up into the deltoid muscles and the neck muscles and the shoulder blades, you know, all that kind of stuff. So what you do is you gently pull back on them, and when they tell you stop, oh, that's I can't go anymore, you'll start to actually pull them backwards. They'll take a step. And we did this last night on my friend Ernie, and I did it last Saturday on Whitney. And then either have somebody help you or do it yourself. Take the Touch, flip it on, and just go from shoulder to shoulder, back and forth. Not real fast, just slowly, and kind of slide it across, you know, making an arc, back and forth. You know, on Whitney, 2.5 minutes. And actually, her daughter helped me do this. Last night, my friend Scott, who actually bought one of the touches on-site, cash, gave me $260 for the unit. I said, you know, don't worry about the shipping. I'll take care of that. No big deal. And I handed him a brand new one. Okay? I always have at least one or two with me brand new in the box with the order number written on the inside. And we can clarify that if I glossed over that too quickly. Anyways, after about 2.5 minutes, I know that's what it was for Whitney because we were watching the clock on the wall, the second hand, and I don't know what it was last night with my friend Ernie, but then I had him stand up again in front of me, and again, without changing anything, arms straight out, and started to pulling back, you know, me holding on to each one of their wrists, just gently applying pressure until they got to the point where it felt like I was going to pull them over because they couldn't go anymore. Ernie, not as significant as experience or impact as what Whitney we saw last Saturday. Whitney's arms originally were probably about 45 degrees back, and then she just said, oh, that hurts, no more, and I went, okay. They almost went all the way around and touched behind. There was about a 6 to 8 inch gap between her hands, completely straight behind her back. And I'll tell you, every eyebrow in the room went up. I mean, some jaws were, you know, almost hitting the table, sitting in front of them. And I thought, my goodness. And I shared this. I said, you know, that for Whitney, that was 2.5 minutes. That's 1/4 of the suggested time frame with this touch. What would a full 10-minute session do for her flexibility, for her muscles? To open that up and to allow her body to function the way it should. I'm not saying we should be able to, you know, wrap our arms completely around ourselves like spaghetti, okay? Like a reverse wearing a straitjacket in an insane asylum or psychiatric ward. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that our bodies will perform and function better when we expose them to the technology that's out there in the earth. And this product, this touch, delivers. Okay, got two more stories, and then we're going to open up the line. My friend Marion Kirkham, last night, he shared this at our in-home, that a week ago on Friday, when Larry and I went over, Larry Paul and I went over to just introduce him to Nikan, because Larry had called him and said, hey, you know, I know that you'd suffered a fall and you messed up your shoulder. This touch, and I don't know what else Larry said to him, but we ended up going over and put him on a Kinko seat, which, by the way, that's actually an active wellness product now because of the button, the Kinko button magnets. They're like a cylinder. They move up and down, and as we rotate, as we shift, any movement, there's 7 of them in the seat. There's 10 of them in the back. Look at the description online. Again, everything, all the details are in the shopping cart. And look how those things work, and it throws the magnetic energy. So we set Marion on the seat cushion, and Larry goes to work for a full 10 minutes on Marion's shoulder because he'd injured it in a fall a few weeks ago. And Marion said, you know, after 10 minutes, she said, you know, I don't really feel anything in my shoulder. I didn't notice anything, blah, blah. Well, fast forward a week later to last night. Marion shared with the group of people that he invited over to his house. And again, Marion and his wife, Vivian, they're simply customers, but they called us last Saturday and said, hey, I want to invite some people over. How soon can you guys come back and do that thing? And we said, well, so we set it up. And last night he said, here is the thing that shocked me. He said, for over 4 years now, he said, when I wake up in the morning or even in the middle of the night, my head hurts. I don't have clarity of thought. I have shortness of breath. And he said, I've done all these things. I take the test to the doctor. I mean, the doctor does the test. Last year, he shared this last night. Last year, he had over $208,000 worth of medical procedures done. $208,000. For one guy. And he said, we've done brain scans and they can't figure out what's going on in my head. He said, I woke up Saturday morning. Now, mind you, we left him the Kinko seat. Marion's only like 5'2", so he's really short. I said, hey, look, we don't have a sleep system unless you have. We didn't even think about bringing it over, but why don't you sleep on this tonight? And he did, but he said he woke up Saturday morning. He called us while we were driving, or we just pulled in the parking lot up in Tacoma, he called and he said, I woke up this morning and for the first time in over 4 years, he said, I think it had something to do with you guys aiming that device at my shoulder, that it transferred up into my head. He said, but I woke up with the first time in over 4 years with clarity of thought. I could breathe normal. He said, I didn't feel like this weight was on my chest. He said, I popped out of bed. I walked to the bathroom with no assistance whatsoever. And he said, that thing did it. It had to have. That's the only thing. And I'm thinking, I said, Marion, well, maybe it had something to do with the seat cushion that you were sleeping on. He said, I don't know, and I don't care. But he said, here's the other thing, and this is what I wasn't prepared for. He said, every single time when I go visit my daughter and son-in-law, they live about 30 minutes away, they know I struggle. He's 96 years young. He said, I struggle getting up to their front door. And so my son-in-law always meets me at the end of the walk, and he helps me down the steps to get to the front door. He said, after you guys left Friday afternoon, we were out there for dinner, and he said, I'd let him know I'm coming because he's always going to be there waiting for me at kind of approximate time. And he said, I pulled in, I parked the car, and I got out, and I walked right up to the front door and walked right on in. And there's my son-in-law looking at me going, whoa, what are you doing? No, you can't sweat. And he said, I just did it. And he said, something in my head was telling me that I can do this without assistance. And here's my last one, my last touch testimony, my last touch story. And this is one that Larry discovered by accident. Larry is 74, 75 years young, coming up on his 75th birthday. And over the last several years ago, he said, I had a prostate procedure. And again, I'm not making a medical claim. I'm just telling you what happened to him, and this is the way he shared his story. And he said, it's gotten really bad the last couple years in that every hour, hour and a half, I have to go to the restroom. And he said, it's very, very irritating. And he said, so a couple weeks ago, it hit me. Well, if that thing will allow the body to work and function a little bit better, maybe I could just kind of, you know, point it at that area, not knowing where the issue is. And he said, so I did. One day, I just did it. And you know what? The next couple days, it kind of seemed like I wasn't going to the bathroom as often. And he said, then we went out with some friends, and we sat down, and we were at that restaurant for nearly 4 hours. I drank 2 full glasses of water, and I never had the urge to use the restroom. And he said, I cannot figure this thing out. So he shared that story with us last Saturday as we're driving back 2.5 hours from Tacoma. And I look at Paul, I look at Dad. I said, well, boys, we ain't stopping. I got a concert to get to tonight. So flip that puppy on and pass it around. And so we all sat there and just kind of aimed it at that region of the body. And we never had to stop. And I thought, what a great thing for families, you know, with kids with, you know, feeble bladders, you know, just everybody takes a turn. You know? And maybe I'm making a medical claim with that, you know, maybe, I don't know. But all I know is this thing works. It delivers. And it only delivers when you have some fun with it, you experiment it, and introduce it to people. I wouldn't encourage you to do it in a grocery store line. I would encourage you, if you bump into a friend at the post office, to, you know, pull it out and say, hey, let me zap you. Set up a time. Share some excitement, some enthusiasm from the perspective of, hey, Nikan, our company, it's been around for over 40 years. They figured out a way to take our static or our passive technologies, not one, not two, but you remember I mentioned to you before about the magnets, and they might roll their eyes, or, oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember from years ago because you tried to introduce me. That when can we get together? I really want to show you this new device, and some of the stories I've heard are way over the top, and I remember you saying you had some issues with your knee, or you had that procedure, or maybe it's something that you don't even know, because you haven't talked to him in months, or whatever the case may be, or even a complete stranger who doesn't seem to be, like, you know, functioning at 100%. Offer them and set up a time. It only takes a few minutes. There was a couple there last night that I asked them. I went around. We went around the room, and I, one by one, person by person, I said, "I'm curious why you guys are here tonight. What did Marion and Vivian say to you?" And I looked at Frank and his wife, and he said, "We have no idea. He just asked us to come over. We thought we might be coming over for dinner, or he didn't say." And I went, "Okay, well, this is going to be fun." And it was a real struggle. I will admit, it was a struggle for them to warm up to the concept of in what we were talking about, because they were on guard. You know, hands crossed, you know, well, their arms weren't across their chest. But you could tell they were just not so sure about any of this stuff at all. So, on that note, questions, comments, other stories. Let's see if you want have some. I know there's some out there because I've talked to several of you. *6 on your phone line. Because I could go on and on. There's so many others that we've experienced this week with the touch, specifically with the touch, if we can. Hit *6 on your phone line, or you've got a comment or a question about the touch.
Hello, Vance.
Good morning, Linda. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I just have to say before I give my quick testimony that you were amazing last Saturday, and just one of the best meetings we've had since we've been at that new facility there in Lakewood. So thank you for all that you shared. You were awesome.
And I will drop the $50 in the mail to you for that kind of comment. Thank you.
Just like the words, right?
Yeah, we do this. Yeah, I pay people to talk nicely about me.
I would do it for free for you, man.
So, Linda, what's your touch testimony?
Okay, it's a very brief one, and it's still an ongoing one, of course. When I joined Nikan almost 11 years ago this summer, I came with osteoarthritis in my knees, and of course it's gotten a bit worse, more my right than my left. So when the Kinko Touch came out, I got it about maybe 2-3 weeks after it came out, and I just put that little puppy on my knee, on my right knee in particular. Oh, I did it in 2 spurts of 10 minutes each, and it's hard to put into words, but it truly makes a difference, and the pain is going to be there because I'm older, but it's on a scale of, you know, 1 to 10 or 15. It's probably a 2, maybe a 3 at the most. So I just would encourage people to keep that near them. In fact, I've misplaced it somehow. I don't know how, but I'll find it. But I keep it right here on the recliner, and it kind of falls in that little crevice on the side there. So I just keep it there when I think, okay, I'm going to put this on, and I look at TV or do whatever. And then it's like a little miracle that we have in our hands there. So I really encourage people to use that for joints. I have heard people, well, you said a great example last Saturday about someone that you were working with that put it behind a pillow, and, you know, they're hurting in their back, and they now, well, in your case, maybe it was you. You don't need the back flex so much now because you're using that?
I haven't used it since the beginning of November.
Not a wonder. That's the best testimony ever. November was a while ago now, so that's wonderful.
We're going on a few months now.
So, yeah.
And I love the way that you said it there, just, you know, keeping it nearby, because
this is
one of those products that it doesn't work until we turn it on.
Yeah, you know, most of them kind of have that in common, right? Our nutritionals are great, but you got to open the bottle and put it in your mouth, right? That little detail. So anyhow, that's all I'm going to say. I don't want to take up time, but you were great, and Nikan's great, and we're going to just kill it in 2017 with the
we're
about these other things that are coming down the pike. So
We'll talk about those in a bit when we finish this topic. But thank you, Linda. I really, really appreciate you sharing that. I know there's others. *6 on your phone. That'll open up your line. Please don't be shy.
Hi, Vance.
Good morning, Julie. How are you?
I'm awesome and getting better.
That's the spirit. Give us a touch testimony, because I know you have really had fun with this little toy.
I have. So, actually, this morning I woke up and my knee was just not happy, because I'd been probably overdoing it a little bit with all the snow we've had. And so I turned the touch on, you know, to my knee. And, you know, then 10 minutes later, my knee didn't hurt anymore. So I was pretty happy. And then last week when I was out, there was a woman who was complaining because her foot hurts all the time. It swells at the end of the day. And I said, well, you want to try my new touch on it? And she said, sure, I'll try anything. So I said, what's your pain level at? And she said, oh, it's a good 8 or 10. And so she sat down on the couch and she put the touch, you know, on her foot, and she left it there till the 10 minutes was up. And then I said, what level is your pain at now? And she looked at me with like an amazed face, and she just said, it doesn't hurt anymore. It doesn't hurt anymore.
She developed a stuttering issue as
exactly. She was like, because, you know, she said, I'm not going to have to go home now and put my foot up for the rest of the night like I usually do when I go home and my foot hurts. So I was pretty happy.
Wow. You know, Julie, you just said something that we often forget, and that is to ask people. In asking somebody what their pain level is, using that word pain, it's not a medical terminology in that sense, because, or there's charts. When you go into a doctor's office, they have these charts on the wall, you know, happy face on one end, which is 0, and then at the other end is 10, which is a really grumpy, sad, maybe, you know, teardrops coming down face, and they use that as, that's the standard pain guide, or the pain level. And 0 to 10, 0 meaning absolutely no discomfort whatsoever. 10, I love the way that Ray Crumb defined it, 10 is like taking that favorite arm of yours and repeatedly slamming it in the car door. Okay, now nobody would do that, but that's an extreme pain level. And so, Julie, by you asking her, hey, where are you at on the pain level, on the scale? It's a good question to ask, excellent question to ask, actually, because get them to identify where they're at. Now, not every time are people going to experience immediate results. However, if they're hydrated, if they've eaten some good organic and mineralized, you know, food, and their levels are pretty good in their body, chances are they're going to have a wonderful reaction. Again, some people may not. If they've got a lot of medications in their system, and again, I'm not trying to go medical here, just from past experience. The people that respond the quickest are often the ones that, again, if they're hydrated, then when you expose yourself to earth technologies, when you get out there and run around in the grass barefoot, you absorb that, you know, magnetic field of the earth, and your body responds favorably. But if you haven't had anything to drink in a couple of days, or you've been drinking coffee or pop, probably not going to get as quick a reaction. That's just kind of common sense. So thank you, Julie.
I always ask whenever I try any of the products. I always ask them what their discomfort level is at, and so that they can compare the before and after. Because otherwise, they'll say, "Well, I didn't really feel anything. I'm not noticing a difference." So, if you call their attention to the fact, then they'll realize they do feel the difference.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wonderful. Anybody else? Got a touch testimony. And I love the two T's together. Touch testimony. Touch story just doesn't quite have the ring, but touch testimony. *6 on your phone. Yes, no, comment, question? If not, we'll wrap it up and then we'll switch gears.
Hi,
and we'll... Good morning.
Sorry, this is Sandy in New Mexico.
Good morning, Sandy. How are you and Bob?
We're doing well, thank you.
Wonderful.
Our story is about one of our nephews. They came down for Thanksgiving, and of course we had just come back, you know, from just gotten our touches in, and he was really having trouble with his shoulders, and he could just see the horrible pain in his face, and I said, this is brand new, and I don't know if it'll help you or not, but let's give it a try. So we were playing cards. So in between my turn and everybody else's turn, I would get up and use the touch on his, between his shoulders and on each shoulder. And it was probably about half an hour. You could see the pain easing in his face. And before an hour was over, he said, man, I feel much better. I think we can go on with the cards now. And, you know, that to me was a powerful testimony right out of the box.
And Sandy, how old is your nephew?
He just turned 70.
Wait. 70 as in 70?
Yes.
And this is your nephew.
Yeah.
I'm going, you guys don't look much older than 70, so how can you have?
Well, actually, he's a month older than I am, actually, then. So.
Oh, okay, because I was thinking nephew, okay.
It's Bob's family, and Bob has 16 brothers and sisters, so there's...
I gotcha.
He's older than us, yes. But
okay.
Yes, he was doing much better, and so... The whole time they were here like 3 or 4 days. We just kept using it off and on, and by the time he left, he was doing much, much better and didn't have the pain. So that was quite a testimony right out of the box for us.
That's wonderful. You know, and Sandy, you bring up a valid point just to remind everybody that using it repeatedly, over and over, let the body absorb the technology, use it again. You can't get too much. You know, the Earth's a magnet, so we can't get too much magnetic. We could get too much, you know, far infrared waves if we stood out in the sun. I mean, you'll get sunburned, you know, in some places. Not here in the Northwest in the wintertime, anyways. But and then the negative ions, can you get too much? I don't think so. But again, I think the idea is use it for 10 minutes. That's what it's designed for. Let it rest for a bit, you know, hour and a half or so. Then use it again. You can use it alternately on different parts of the body. But let it rest, okay? It says that right on the instruction manual.
Right. So then that's what we did. And so you know, we have to, I have one laying here right next to me right now. I have used it on my shoulder off and on for several months, and I have a shoulder that I keep saying there is no way I'm going to have surgery on it, and I'm not going to have surgery on it thanks to the Kinko Touch. So that's, you know, I'm excited between our mm-hmm. bone health products and the Kinko Touch. There's no way I'm having any kind of surgery.
Well, and again, I want to just caution everybody. Some of us may not be as strong-willed as Sandy regarding an upcoming surgery, but can just use common sense. And if you think you can restore, and you know, nobody else knows our own bodies like we do. And if, you know, if it's subsiding and it's working and it's functioning back at where it should be, then, you know, maybe we don't have to go under the knife. Maybe we can cut down on any medication, you know, stuff like that.
My thought on that is, even if, you know, eventually I should have to have it done, by using the Kinko Touch and the nutritional, it's going to heal a whole lot faster anyway. So,
sure.
But I'm just determined that it's long enough not to have anything done. So we'll see.
Well, we'll see together. Okay, Sandy, thank you so much.
And thank you.
Go ahead, Mom. I think I hear Shar Rogers' voice.
Yeah, I'm busting at the seams. You wanted to know how things went yesterday or last night. But anyway, the first one, 2-in-1 day, emergency call. Can you get to the house and try whatever it was you told me you got that was working so good? That was the end of the conversation. And it's my shoulders, and I can't take the pain anymore, she says. And so I said, I think I can be there and done with what I have to do first within 2 hours. Well, I was real close to that time. And walked in and immediately pulled it out and put it on her shoulders, one side. And it wasn't 100% gone, but she started rotating her shoulder and saying, it's gone. And then she got back far enough, like pulling the arms behind the back. And she could make it feel a little bit, she says, just a little bit. She says, I'm telling you right now, you're not walking out of the house with this unit. And I said, oh, yes, I am. She says, no, you're not. And I said, I'm going to have a brand new one for you if you want. Oh, thank you. I'll have it on order immediately. Okay, that was the first one.
Well, and Mom, I still appreciate the voicemail you left for me while we were at Marion's in the in-home, and you said, Vance, I'm so sorry if that was your unit, but it was laying there in the car, and so I sold it. I'll replace it. I was just laughing. I'm going, no, Mom, sell it. Get rid of them. It's just like, keep them rotating. And again, before you share your second story, Mom, please do yourself a favor. I think we learned this from, who was it, years ago, Ron D'Amico, who ran a very, very successful machine shop and parts. And that is, if you want to treat your customers with the best level of service, have the product on hand. Don't make them wait 3 to 7 or however many days, depending on what part of the country you're in. And if you're further away and you know it's going to take longer, it might be a good idea to have 2 of these on hand and rotating them. And a guy paid me $260 cash last night, and I handed him the unit. And it was not even a split-second decision. He said, I've got to have it. And I'll share his story later because of the gravity of him being hit while riding a motorcycle and then being run over by the 2 cars that were coming down the road behind him. It's just terrible, the story. But he bought it sight on. He just said, I got to have it. And not just for me, but for my wife. She's struggling with this and that. And I said, well, Scott, let's be in touch and see what happens. You know how to use it. You've seen it demonstrated. So, Mom, go ahead.
Okay, so the other one was you asked me how things went later in the evening. And actually, I saw his hand was pretty gnarled with arthritis. Handed it to him, didn't even ask him afterwards. And he's been a disbeliever in anything we've ever mentioned about what we do. Anything. And he has used a few products, but he wouldn't admit if there was a result, and I believe there was now, on other items. But anyway, held it in his hand. I didn't say a word. He didn't say a word. And as he got up from the table, he couldn't stand up. He could hardly walk. He says, I never sat this long. We were there about 1.5 to 2 hours. It was a long dinner compared to other dinners. Anyway, it had nothing to do with the touch. And when I saw him get up and try to straighten out his legs, I said, you didn't say anything about your hand. He says, oh, I felt it. I felt the difference. And I said, oh, okay, well, since he admitted to it, I said, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. I'm going to give this to you. I want you to go home. I showed you how to use it. I hadn't showed him how to use it. I just handed it to him and told him to hold it. I showed you how to use it. So I pulled it out of my bag, and I showed him how to use it, the buttons where they were, and he could turn it up and so forth. And so, you know, wait a few minutes. It didn't need to be used for time after time after time. Just do it for 10 minutes before he went to bed. Let it run. And when you get up in the morning, before you leave to meet with my husband at Bible study, I want you to do the same thing. And then give it back to Danny at Bible study. It's mine. I have to have it. And he looked at me and he says, and so I'm waiting to hear the results this morning because I believe this time he will not deny it. We didn't talk about it. We didn't do anything else. That was it. But what he saw, what little bit, or I don't know, maybe it was a lot that he saw in his hands. He's never admitted that he's gotten any result off of anything because he did not believe, he was not going to believe that it was because of that anything ever changed in his body before. So. Anyway, I just love this. The reason I'm trying to use the same one, Vance, and I won't let him have mine, I want to see how fast I can wear it out.
You know, that you brought up 2 valid points, and I need to address them really quickly. I know there's other people that want to chime in here and add, and that is we don't make medical claims. Mom just mentioned, you know, our friend and what he struggles with in his hands. They hurt. They're gnarled. It's very awkward, okay? Now, the doctors, the medical professionals have diagnosed him with arthritis, okay?
Well, didn't I say it looked like it was arthritis? Or did
yeah,
it
well,
say,
yeah. But my point is this, that the results that we have with any of Niken's products and the solutions, as I like to describe them, they're merely coincidental. We cannot say that this cured somebody's arthritis.
Right.
We can simply say the journey they were on, the discomfort, the awkwardness, the misery, the agony that they were experiencing has seemed to subside or it's no longer there. But we're not making any medical claims that it cures arthritis. I'm not saying that it cures somebody's brain fog. after 4 years. I'm not saying it takes care of their prostate issues that they've been dealing with for almost six. We're not saying that. We're simply stating these are their stories. These are their results. We're simply passing them on. And I know if some of these people are on the phone, the stories that I shared, they would say the same thing. You know, exactly with Julie's friend, with her, I can't remember what it was now, with Linda, you know, all these different things. With Joni, mom's friend, with her shoulder issue. The doctors, they practice medicine. The medical personnel that we see and that we trust and that we pay to help us become better, they're providing a service for us, and in their best educated guessing that they do, and it is a guessing game, they're analyzing and trying to figure out what it is. So that's what's attached to that syndrome. Does Nikan products, do these products, these devices, heal or treat or cure? No! So please, be careful, okay? We don't want to get in trouble with anything because we can, in our excitement, especially with something like the Kinko Touch, we can get really, really carried away at times, and that we would never want to paint that picture. However, all that being said, the validity of this product is opening doors faster than anything we've ever seen before.
Vance?
Absolutely. Okay. Please share, Barb.
Yeah, I have to kind of get something done. But I have a lot of testimonies, but the most exciting one was Tom Doyle, my newest consultant, he's in his late 60s, a major athlete, wins bike races, ran 27 marathons, et cetera, and he hurt his shoulder on a snowboard a couple, 3 weeks ago, and it's been, well, maybe longer, he's been sore. Anyway, he came to an in-home, and we let him use the Kinko Touch, and probably half an hour, maybe more, we were just sitting there. Afterwards, he gets up, goes over, and does push-ups. And he could not do that. Yeah, and he said, you're not getting this back. And I said, well, because he had to go to the ski area that weekend to work with the Wounded Warriors. I said, well, I always have two. So I said, you can take it with me, bring it back to me Monday. So that was very dramatic for him. And
Barb, for the record, how young is Tom?
I think he's late 60s. He's younger than me.
Okay, I wanted to throw that in there because speaking on the phone, I knew he wasn't a 20-year-old, you know, carving it up on the snowboard slopes.
Right.
And again, I'm not making a big deal of someone's age. I'm just saying, hey, if it can do that in that short amount of time and he can drop down on the floor and do push-ups, that's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, it's definitely cool. And if you, if folks, I was just reminded of Rachel Dayton, who was with us a few weeks ago, shared about her son-in-law, who's described his knee as complete hamburger, and the touch his experience completely turned it around. So, any other comments, concerns, thoughts, touch testimonies?
Ben?
Yes.
This is Carol.
Good morning, Carol. How are you?
I'm great. I'm wondering, do you think that the touch might help vertigo?
You know, Barb, are you still on?
I am.
What do you think about that question? You've
My answer is, why not try it? Who knows? Okay. Remember, it's your body helping itself. So if you give the body an environment fast or something like that, wow.
I was reading about it, and vertigo can be caused by, I don't know, calcium stuff in your ears somehow, and I was thinking maybe it would shake it loose. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of things with vertigo. It can be in your ear with something being dislodged, but also, I had a acute episode 2 years myself, ended up in the emergency room and hospitalized for 2 nights, worked up, but find out nothing, no stroke, no brain tumor. But they thought it was that, but it was actually a neuritis. It was inflammation of the auditory nerve. So there's so much, and you don't know. But it doesn't matter what the cause is.
Yeah, okay.
I think the big thing, Barb, is what I hear you saying is if it doesn't matter what the cause is, let's focus on the symptoms, and let's see if we could allow the body to heal itself and allow the things to function better. And if we change that environment, I think the body will respond favorably. We exactly. simply have to, and again, whether it's something, you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, I didn't know that after 24 years of utilizing every product that Nikan has, the nutritionals, the sleep system, the air, the water, that in just a couple uses on my lower back from that injury from jumping off that waterfall back in the summer of 1991, I had no idea. And here it is now going on, going into my fourth month, and I have not had to use any of the normal solutions, the MagFlex, the CM cream. I haven't used anything on my back. And I use the touch every 2 to 3 weeks because I just forget. I just forget that it doesn't hurt anymore, so I don't give myself a treatment. And I don't know why. I really don't. And it's so exciting to be able to take something that's, you know, active wellness. And I think that's what all of us, if we're honest, we want to be active. We don't want to become sedentary. Let's let the body heal itself. Let's give it a zap. Let's give it something that'll open the door for something else.
Okay. Vance.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent, Nancy. And yourself?
Well, thank you. You just said something. And instead of using a treatment, I'd much rather have a treat, but that wasn't my... that word and use it as a treat instead of a treatment. I like the sound of it better. My question is, we're going to be flying out of town next weekend, and originally I was going to take it, and then I thought, no, because if somebody steals it out of my suitcase, I will be really upset, and I don't even know about taking it on carry-on. What are your thoughts?
Barb asked this question of me a couple weeks ago. Barb, did you take it on the plane, yes or no?
Sorry, I was doing something. Didn't hear the question.
The question is the touch. Did you take it on the plane?
No, I purposely packed it in the
check bag.
Luggage only because I just didn't want anything to be confiscated.
Yeah, and then you hear such horror stories of what they steal out of people's suitcases that I don't.
Well,
know.
Yeah, I just. I think it probably is safe to take it on, but what I would do is carry, like I used to do when I wore my cardio strides, is just take the fact sheet on it so that you have the information if somebody asks you what is it.
Dan?
Yeah, it's let me address this from my perspective, having had several things confiscated that were clearly not a weapon or a bomb or anything like that. And I thought, are you serious? Really? It's a brand new drill. It's not a gun. It's in the box, you know, blah, blah, blah. Nope, can't, you know, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. There is a list, I'm sure, on every airline of things that cannot be taken, you know, battery-powered, you know, device, that kind of thing. Nancy, I can email it to you and anybody else that will be traveling. Steve Crowfoot took a picture of the unit disassembled. And you could print off that picture, and along with what Barb suggested, the fact sheet of what this device is. It's not a medical device here. It's not been approved by the FDA, so I won't even use that word. But it is a product that emits, you know, all three of these technologies. Because it's really, really simple, and I understand it's. You could go either way because I would not want to put it in my check luggage either because I've had stuff taken out and they put that little inspection card in there and that's it. And you're going, wait a second, I'm missing this. Where did it go? And they use that as their, you know, carte blanche excuse of, well, it might have fallen out when we open it up to search your luggage.
Right into there.
And that would stink.
I'm sorry about taking one on the plane, though.
Okay, go ahead, please, real quick.
Because I had it in my backpack, and this teenager was sitting next to me, and all of a sudden she was just in excruciating pain, and she's crying, and she's calling. Her dad is sitting next to her, but her mother's coming. Anyway, she's having trouble with, you know, the pressure in her ears. I mean, it was like she had a cold, and she thought her ears were going to explode. And I just asked her, I said, I might have something that would help you. Would you want to try it? And her mother reached up in the overhead and got it out of my backpack, and she her whole, it relieved everything. She was just totally amazed just by pointing that at her ears. So it came in handy, and I used it on the plane, and nobody arrested me, so I don't know.
What airline did you fly? What airport
Southwest.
Did you depart? Southwest out of what airport?
Yeah, I was going to Florida. I mean, I was on my way to the Bahamas, but it was to, you know, Fort Lauderdale. Anyway.
Okay. So. Well, again, every airport is different. So again, Nancy, the best advice, the best counsel I would give you is Barb said, print off the fact sheet. I will email anybody that needs it. Just pop me an email. I will email you the photo of what it looks like on the inside as a backup so they can see the components. You know, it's an electronic device. It's got a battery. It's got all the different circuitry and everything. This is what it does. Here's the fact sheet on it. And I would even pack it. Me personally, I would pack it in the box. I know that, especially in a carry-on, that's more space, but
sure.
You'll also protect it, and they can see it's not just something that you and Marty built in the garage.
Oh, sure.
Okay. You know, that's common sense. They can see, and this is what you do with it, and it's great, provide a great relief, and, you know, that kind of thing. But nine times out of ten, when something's in a carry-on, unless they disclose and tell you, a Discman, a cassette recorder, computers are different. Those have to come out of your carry-ons. But unless they're now saying that all electronic devices need to come out of your carry-ons, things like hair dryers or curling irons, a lot of times people will check those, carry them on the plane. Unless they are requiring us to take, because again, it's been a while since I've flown, so I don't know exactly what the standards are. But unless they force you to take it out of your carry-on, I would just leave it in there.
And
then
okay.
If it becomes an issue, you know, produce the printed material.
It's okay to put it through the scan?
Oh, absolutely. That's not going to hurt it at all.
Okay.
I mean, even computers go through scanners all the time, and they don't get affected. They request them to come out of your bag because it's easier for them to identify when they see all the circuitry and then, all that stuff when it shows up. It's much easier. But again, what we really need to find, folks, is we need to find what are they called? Not a tag employee, but
sympathetic.
The three letters for the airport security people.
TSA.
TSA. We need to find a TSA employee to give us an inside scoop of what it is they're looking for and what's safe. But all it's going to take is a few more people traveling with it in their carry-on, and then it'll be fine. But again, please, err on the side of safety. If you can, check it. But if you don't want to, which is fine, I wouldn't check it. Again, because I've just lost too much stuff. And just print off the printed information, and I think we'll be perfectly fine.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah.
For years, I've flown with the egg,
the palm mag, the power mag.
Yeah, and also the little, even spinners I've made up. You know, they freak out, but look at it and pull it out, and I say, oh, it just spins and throws magnetisms in my body, doesn't hurt, and they let it go through.
Yeah, just from my own reference of traveling with teenagers who were silly and goofy, don't ever, ever say, it's not a bomb. Okay, don't utter those words. Because that just sends them over the edge. So, and I've watched kids do that in complete innocence, and they just didn't know what they were saying. And it's no fun being in Moscow. And uttering those words, even with the translation, they still figure it out real quick. And that, body cavity searches are no fun, and it really scares teenagers. But it's their own fault because I told them not to say those words. But anyways, on that note, let's end on a high note, folks. Hey, thank you. So many of you jumped in. We are out of time. Switching gears entirely. Stump the Doc with Dr. Ash. She's talking about the Kenzen Vital Balance, and there is an amazing, absolutely fantastic, I started watching it last night before I finally crashed, and amazing video that Brody Craney did, a webinar, a Zoom presentation on the Kenzen Vital Balance. I would encourage you to watch it and use it. It's posted on magneticleaders.com. I believe it's also on the Royal Alliance. Dave Johnson sent it down in an email. And if you accidentally or inadvertently deleted it, it's there. I would be happy to send it back out to everybody. But it's a pretty lengthy segment, I think 30, 40 minutes or something like that. But a lot of information packed into it. And again, I only watched the first part of it, and I thought, oh my goodness, this is really, really valuable. But Dr. Ash is going to be commencing in here in about a minute on Dave Johnson's Saturday morning call titled Stump the Doc. So please take advantage of that. Thank you again for everybody that's sharing that shared today, and I encourage you, have fun with the touch. Get out there and create your own stories. There's absolutely nothing that this thing can't help if we, again, expose it to the body. We're not making claims. We're just going out there and having fun, and just like our dear friend just shared, I don't know if you're open. I don't know what this will do, but if you'd like to see if it'll help, would you want to give it a shot? I think most people will say yes. I think most will say yes. And so let's have some fun creating some stories. So thank you again, everybody. Have a great weekend. We will talk to you next Saturday, if not before. Bye-bye, everybody.
How long do you plug that in, Vance?
Oh, how long does it need to charge? I use it until it goes dead, but if I know I've got an appointment that I'm going to need it on, you plug it in, and in 3 hours, up to 3 hours, it'll be completely charged. All you got to do is look at the light. When you plug it in, it'll have a little red light coming on indicating that it's dead or it needs to be charged. And when the green light is on, it's done. It's good to go. And so up to 3 hours to get a full charge, and that will give you 300 minutes of usage or 30 10-minute sessions.
Okay. Thank you, then.
You're very, very welcome. Excellent question right there. Snuck it in at the tail end. So have a great weekend, everybody. We're out of time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Vance.